It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In South Africa this morning, a song-filled memorial for Nelson Mandela. Here, that country's national anthem. Tens of thousands crowded into South Africa's national soccer stadium in Johannesburg in the pouring rain to pay tribute to the man who helped transform a nation. Among them, 100 world leaders, including President Obama, who told the crowd Mandela's monumental life serves as a model for everyone.
In the arc of his life, we see a man who earned his place in history through struggle and shrewdness and persistence and faith. He tells us what is possible, not just in the pages of history books, but in our own lives as well.
Our correspondent, Ophebia Quist Arkton, is in the stadium where the memorial service is being held and joins us now. Good morning.
Greetings, Renee. In fact, it's almost coming to an end. As we speak, President Jacob Zuma of South Africa is addressing a crowd that has been very patient in what has been a very, very rainy few hours. But it hasn't put people off. They have come in their thousands to FNB Stadium here in Soweto.
And certainly that rain did not dampen the mood so far, has it?
On the contrary, South Africans have been swinging and dancing and swaying and chanting Nelson Mandela's name and cheering President Obama's speech, which got huge applause. And the audience here erupted into a loud cheer whenever he mentioned Nelson Mandela, and especially when he talked about himself and the First Lady, Michelle Obama, being part of the heritage. And when he mentioned Ubuntu, a word here that means humanity and is closely associated to Nelson Mandela, there was another eruption of cheers, as well as, of course, the vuvuzela. Pumpa, pumpa, pumpa. His speech was very well appreciated here in South Africa.
And as you say, Jacob Zuma, Nelson Mandela's current successor as the president of South Africa, he's speaking. What words has he been saying in these last few minutes about basically the big shoes he's had to fill?
He's been reminding everybody about the Madiba, Madiba being Nelson Mandela's clan name, the Madiba legend and the Madiba legacy, and that South Africans and the world shouldn't stop here. We, as the world, need to keep on to make sure that the vision of Nelson Mandela and the others who struggled for the end of apartheid, the end of inequality, that goes much further, that's very important to remember, to build on the legacy of Nelson Mandela.
You know, it's incredible the range of world figures we've been seeing this morning, you know, trooping by, heading into the stadium and in the stadium talking, from Cuba's President Raul Castro to President Obama. There's Bono, of course, a rock star. But, you know, there was also a handshake that caught people's attention.
Indeed, the handshake between the leaders of the two Cold War enemies, Cuba, and the United States. You know, there was a big sort of Twitter rush, as people confirmed. There are photographs to show, and it is pretty significant because, you know, although the U.S. and Cuba have recently taken small steps towards rapprochement, I don't know whether the two have shaken hands together. And it came as President Obama was shaking the hands of the Mandela family, the widow, Graça Machel, of course, the ex-wife, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, and the other dignitaries. But it's pretty significant, and it's certainly what Twitter is tweeting about all over the place. So it's been an interesting memorial for the late former President Nelson Mandela.
Well, just very briefly, Ophebia, the next step, Mr. Mandela will be laying in state, and then a funeral in the Eastern Cape in his home village.
That's right, in Kulu, where he grew up and said where he had many of his happiest days.
Oh, Ophebia, I'm so sorry.
That is where he wants to be laid to rest.
NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton.